You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, if you listen to the show, you would have known that the country of Malawi is our country of focus. We started on Monday by looking at the work of the SDA there. And then on Tuesday, which was, of course, yesterday, we looked at the economy. And I had my special guest yesterday who was telling me a little bit about the economy of the country of Malawi. And that was, of course, a business management lecturer, Mike Jere. And this evening, I am blessed to be joined by Joseph Nkosi. And Joseph Nkosi is, of course, the Minister of Tourism Public Relations Officer. And he has 17 years work experience in different positions, including tourism planning, marketing, and grading of tourism enterprises. And he's joining us on the line. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening.
How are you today?
Oh, good. Thanks. And how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Really appreciate your time. How's the weather that side? We are burning this side of the world.
Oh, we are in our rainy season.
Oh, is it?
For sure, for sure. Although we don't have like heavy rains,
yeah.
But this is our rainy season.
Ah, fantastic. So I suppose the crops must be dancing all the way. To support the production of food there. So that's really amazing. We haven't had rain this side for some time now. But I suppose that's what we can do. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I'm Joseph Nkosi, as you have put it, and I work with the Minister of Tourism.
Yeah.
And I'm the Public Relations Officer. So my field is tourism.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure. Fantastic. Fantastic. We're talking about the social, cultural and landscape of Malawi. And my first question is, what type of people are in Malawi? What languages are spoken there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I should start by thanking you for choosing Malawi.
Thank you so much.
Malawi is the warm heart of Africa.
Ah,
I'm sure you know that.
Yes. Yes,
Malawi is known to be the warm heart of Africa because of the friendliness of its people.
Yeah.
So in terms of ethnic groups, we have a number of them, over 10
sure.
major ethnic groups that contribute to the cultural richness of the country.
Sure.
And the Chewa are the largest.
Okay.
And yes, they compose of maybe over 50% of the population. Followed by the Tumbuka. And the Tumbuka are found in the northern part of Malawi.
Okay.
You will find the Chewa in the central part and even in the southern part of Malawi. And then we also have the Lomwe and the Yao. They are in big numbers. So the Lomwe are in the southern part of Malawi.
Yeah.
And when you are talking about our cultural groups, each group has got a distinct custom.
Okay.
Their dress style is also different.
Yeah.
Their dances is also different.
Yeah.
And the ceremonies are also different.
Okay.
So this makes Malawi to be one of the countries that has got a diverse cultural experience.
Yes.
Yeah, because you'll be able to experience different cultures within one country and then even within shorter distances. So yes, Malawi has got a diverse cultural experience.
That's fantastic.
And
and
in terms of language,
yes,
the Chichewa is widely spoken.
Okay.
And it's also taught in schools.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's a Bantu language. And
yes.
In every school you have to learn Chichewa.
Okay.
And you can relate it to Chewa or Nyanja, the one that is spoken in Zambia.
Yeah.
But yes, the only difference is the pronunciation of words. But we can tell to say this one is talking about this one is talking about that.
That's lovely.
Yes, and And apart from the Chichewa, we also have other languages.
Yeah.
And we have got over 40 languages.
Ooh.
And I'll just tell you like few of them.
Phew.
We have got Tumbuka.
Okay.
So Tumbuka is normally spoken in the northern part of Malawi.
Yeah.
And then we have got the Yao.
Ooh.
The Yao are mostly found in the southern and central part of Malawi, mainly along the lake shore.
Okay.
I'm sure you're aware of Lake
yes.
Malawi.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So these people, the Yao, are found along the Lake Malawi.
Yeah.
And we have got the Tonga that are in the northern part, the Sena, the Lomwe, the Ngonde. So they all speak their different languages. But in terms of official languages, so it's Chichewa, that one is official for the country, and then English is also our okay. official language because it's used in government meetings and even yeah. in our parliaments.
Yeah,
we speak our parliament discuss issues in English.
Ah, fantastic. So Chichewa is both part of the ethnic group but also a language, as well as Tumbuka and all the others as well.
For sure.
Ah, that makes a whole lot of sense there. So those are the languages that are spoken there. I want to come to this part about food. What type of food are, the major ones that, of course, I enjoyed in Malawi?
Oh, wow, great.
In
terms of food, I'll just tell you one because it's one of the best and every Malawian knows about it.
Okay.
And when you come to Malawi, you don't have to go without tasting
Sima. Yes, definitely.
Yes. So Sima is well known Sima. Across the country.
Yeah.
And it's our staple food.
Okay.
Yes, it's a thick maize porridge made from boiling ground maize flour.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be served with different dishes. You're talking of fish, you're talking of meat,
mm-hmm.
you're talking of vegetables,
mm-hmm.
even eggs and even beans.
Mm.
It's all about your taste, but it's one of our staple food and it's widely used across the country.
Ah.
And one thing about it, we don't use cutlery when we are eating in Sima. It's not tasty.
Really?
We use hands.
Really?
We use hands.
Oh,
yes.
My.
Once you come here, try to use hands and then you'll be able to enjoy them.
Really?
Ask Malawians, they will tell you about it.
No, wait, my elder. Is that a tested thing or is just in theory?
No, it's a tested thing.
Really? That's interesting.
For sure. For sure. There are few Malawians who use cutlery to eat Sima. The majority, I can tell you, maybe 99% of Malawians use hands because it's tasty to us and then you enjoy it when you use hands.
And then
if
you
go to the
hands.
Hotel and then they give you cutlery, you leave it aside and then you ask for your hands to wash, water to wash your hands so that you should enjoy the Sima.
That's really interesting. I've noted that when I come to Malawi, make sure that I use my hands. I always thought that's like a theoretical thing, and it's not true.
No.
I suppose as someone who uses cutlery a lot, I thought, it's just a theoretical thing. There's no such a thing.
No, it's there.
Sure, that's really interesting. I've noted that. I must make sure that when I visit Malawi, I just have that one. What would you say is unique about Malawi, my elder, compared to maybe, I suppose, other countries, nations of the world? What is the one thing that makes Malawi unique?
It's the warmth and friendliness of the people of Malawi.
Mm.
That is what makes us different from all the African countries. When you come to Malawi, the warmth itself, we are very known to welcoming visitors.
Ah, yes.
Because our background is about, we believe in living with in large families.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everyone who comes to your family, you have to attend him or her as a visitor. So that spirit of living in large families where you count your cousins, your aunties, your uncles, your grandparents, whosoever is closer to you as a friend or as a relative has brought us together to say anyone who comes along with us, he's a friend or she's a friend. So that friendliness of
That's
the Malawians.
Beautiful. That's
is what is very unique to Malawi.
Sure, that's beautiful. Is there a particular cultural practice that you do that you find that is not done in other parts of the African continent?
Of course, there are things that are done similar, but there are also other things that are done uniquely for Malawi.
Yes.
Or the way things are done. You can have it like, you can have like a dance, you can have like the music in different, but the way we do it and the way they do it out there, it's what makes it different. Like for example, when you're talking about Gule Wamkulu.
Okay.
Gule Wamkulu is one of the big dances in the amongst the Chewa.
Yeah.
And it was inscribed on the UNESCO representative list of the intangible cultural heritage
in
2008.
Sure.
Yes. So the Gule Wamkulu is performed by the Chewa in Mozambique and in Zambia and even in Malawi.
Yeah.
But you can differentiate to say these are Malawians because of the way they do it.
Hey.
Though it's done in Zambia, but for us, who knows the dance, we can easily differentiate to say, no, these are supposed to be Malawians because they add other elements which are missing from other countries, like the smiles, the talking, the way the women do their hands, the way they dance, the smiles that they give out during the dances. Those are the things that you make our dances or our culture very unique.
Ah, fantastic. Is there a way, Mael, that I can do it and it impresses a girl, you know, can I add something to just say, hey, I'm here, look at me? I'm sure I can spice it up for some girl somewhere there, you know,
exactly,
who's looking and feels like, oh, that guy, you know.
Of course, there are different dances and there are different ceremonies that we usually perform different. And there are dances just for men and even for young men, where women are watching. And then we have also dances that young ladies dance. And one of them is called Chitelela.
Okay, Chitelela. So,
the Chitelela, yes, Chitelela dance is done by the young ladies.
Yeah.
And it's done at night.
Ooh, okay.
When the moon is out. Okay. When the moon is out, and then the young ladies would come out with the drums, and then they could sing songs expressing their skills as women. Okay. So the men would come out and just watch the ladies doing their things.
Ah, that's beautiful.
You see, so there are other even dances that are done by young men, like Ben.
Okay,
so the ladies will just come and see how you shake your body, how you do your smiles, how you dance, how you do that, and then they watch. And they even, like, in our language, we say ufupa, they give you a little something,
yes,
to say, oh, this one is the best, this one is the best.
So,
yeah. That's, you can join one of that.
Definitely. I'm going to be joining one of those. I mean, I need to do a little bit of impressing the ladies there, you know.
So
definitely I'll be joining. Let's talk about then the family structure. What's the typical family structure in Mozambique? And you know, looking at generational homes, are there common practices there? What are the marriage customs and practices like? Do you guys pay dowry or the ladies pay dowry to us as men?
just to start with, as I told you that we believe in extended families.
Yes, yes.
So most of the Malawians live in villages. Most of them are in the rural areas. Okay. So when you are talking about marriage customs and other beliefs or systems, the one that is very common is the matrilineal system, whereby the inheritance and lineage pass through the mother's side.
Yes, yes. Okay? Yeah.
So this means the children belong to the mother's family. And couples may even reside with the wife's family. For example, like I should give you my own example.
Yes.
My wife comes from the southern part of Malawi.
Yes.
And I come from the central part of Malawi.
Yes.
That's where my mom's comes from.
Yeah.
Of course, my father comes from the north.
Yeah.
But when I was getting married, I followed the custom of my wife's side.
Okay.
So when we went there, they told us we don't pay lobola here. So we said, okay, what's your custom like? So you just have to give us a chicken, one chicken, and then a rubber, like a chitenge. We call it chitenge. The ladies usually put it under their wrap.
Yes.
So that wrap, we just gave them the wrap.
Yeah.
And then they gave me a wife.
Ah, I love that. I think I'll come to Malawi for that. You know, it's just.
But the only thing, the only challenge is like all my kids now belongs to my wife's side.
Yeah, because they, I get it.
Where
yeah.
is your home village? They'll talk about their mother's side.
Yeah. I suppose it makes sense. I mean, that's how they do. But that's really interesting. That's really interesting.
Yeah,
I find that interesting. As we draw to a close, what is the one misconception that you find many people have about Malawi or Malawian people that maybe you would like to correct?
I very like that question. I like it. One of the biggest misconceptions I often encounter about Malawi and Malawians is that the country is solely defined by poverty and hardships.
Yes, true.
This is a misconception.
Yeah.
When you think or when you hear about Malawi, everyone thinks about poverty.
No.
Of course, it's true that we have got challenges, economic challenges. Mm. Yes, we are facing a number of challenges.
Mm.
But we don't have to be identified by poverty.
Yes, I agree.
Because there are other entrepreneurs in Malawi who are very strong, despite economic limitations.
Yeah,
but they have exhibited a strong entrepreneurial spirit, and even many individuals established small businesses and even engage in informal trade and utilize available resources to create opportunities and support their families.
Yeah.
So to say that we are very poor, Malawi is very poor, what?
Yeah.
To me, that's a misconception because there are Malawians who have worked hard and there are Malawians who work hard in order to ends meet and in order to have to have the country developed.
Yeah, fantastic. That's really true. Let me ask you personally, what do you love about being Malawian?
This kind of being friendly to everyone, even to a stranger.
Yeah.
That's what I like. And we are not even scared to say when someone comes and then he calls you to say, hey, can you assist me in this? Or can you help the direction to ABC?
Yeah.
We are not even scared. We don't even think twice. That,
yes.
No, this one's need assistance.
Yeah.
That one is what makes me proud to be a Malawian.
Ah, fantastic. Fantastic. My elder, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. It's just that the enemy is time, but we'll make sure that we connect with you once again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Good day.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.